Kathy's Christmas Kitchen. Have you ever provided care for a sick relative, one who had a long-term illness? Kathy's life has changed drastically since the death of her mom. She's alone. Most of her friends have drifted away since she spent most of her time over the last several years caring for her mom. Her relationship with her mom was strong, and she considered it her duty to care for her. Once her mom dies, she feels a bit off, reflective. So begins this wonderful story. Kathy shares her mom's love for baking. Her mom taught her how to make for her first cake when she was a child. Feeling nostalgic, she recalls the church she used to attend with her dad before his untimely death when she was a tyke. When she sees an advertisement for a coffee morning at the very same church she'd visited as a child, she felt the urge to attend. The coffee event is the catalyst that changes Kathy's life. She finds hope, companionship, friendship. When she comes to the coffee morning for the first time, bringing some of her homemade baked goods, her culinary skills are recognized. Her scones, muffins, cakes, and pies create a new opportunity for her to connect with others regularly. The food in this book will make your mouth water. I wish there were recipes provided. As Kathy meets new friends and builds emotional connections, you want to cheer for her. I kind of sense that Kathy didn't like being a recluse. She was practically forced into that role because of her mom's illness. I love to see how she connected with other people. She makes friends through her new church connection as she shows others how to bake. She also connects with a wayward teen, and there is a hint of romance in this story too. I like this book, but at times I felt that Kathy was too nice. I felt, at times, she needed more backbone. However, her sweet nature may have been developed from having to care for her mom for so long. If you want a warm, enjoyable Christmas story, then you should read this British tale. This charming British story made me smile. The mouth-watering desserts and the baking scenes were magnificent. So, have you ever cared for a sick person who had a long-term illness?